All right, I'm going to call this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission for March 17th, 2021 to order. Please put the dogs away, hit mute, do what you need to do. And let's all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance of the United States of America to the Republic of one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Wild. Mrs. Lambert, roll call, please.
Tom Orszlinski, absent. Tom Gosdecki, absent. Anthony Broadnix?
Present.
Derek Nimitz?
Present.
Dave Castellanos?
Here.
Ron Ware?
Here.
Robert Ochi?
Here.
LaVon Whitaker? William Baker?
Present. All right, we have a quorum. I'm moving right along. Next up is the approval of the minutes from February 17th, 2021. Any motions, modifications, changes? What say you?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to approve the minutes from February 17th of 2021.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? Be there none. All those in favor of putting these into the record forever, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Giddy up. Next up is the chairman's report. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We're basically working on a $275 million man-made flood control project that since 2008 has been a primary focus of the region. This group, with the help of numerous other individuals, have made it a lot more high profile than what it was in the past. We continue to work with the communities to make this an economic development project, and we'll continue to strive to improve it day after day. That being said, next up is the finance report. We need the approval of the claims for March, please.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the claims for March 2021 in the amount of $133,262.87.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Discussion, Mr. Repay?
Yeah, I guess comparing past claim sheets, this is pretty light, but I'll hit some of the higher ones, and that is we had our normal maintenance for our pump stations from Great Lakes electrical maintenance, and that's in the amount of roughly, I'm telling you, getting old really stinks, $5,500.
Amen.
I know. First response maintenance for $7,000. They are now in charge of doing our gate closures in Gary. So in anticipation for our inspections that are going to come up in Gary in late April, they have already started exercising them and greasing them so that they are working and doing what they're supposed to be doing. So we have no problems with that. Christopher Burke, for the amount of $11,144, they're the ones designing the Griffith Levee rehabilitation and interior drainage. And then the largest one is Patrick Engineering for $41,340 for the construction management of the rock riffle project out there in Lake Station. So with that, you know, if I don't know what other ones.
Okay, it's pretty light. Dan's been, blaming the COVID for what's happening now.
Yeah. So. That's me.
Any questions on the bills? All right, there's a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Anthony Broadnix.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right, next up is moving through a project tracker into the executive director's report. Mr. Repay.
Yeah, as the weather turns here, hopefully soon, we'll see a lot more activity, but there are still things going on. The updated watershed study from the original 2013 watershed study that we did will be out to the commission next week, I've been promised. So you'll be able to review that. And by the time our next meeting rolls around in April, we should have a final watershed study for everyone to be able to look at and use as a template as to how to fix and make this system better. We have gotten final approval for our Burr Street closure from the Army Corps and their 408 permit, meaning we will be able to eliminate the need for human intervention for this closure, which is off of Burr Street. These are the pieces of aluminum that we have to slide underneath the railroad tracks when the gauge at Burr Street gets to 13 feet. So eliminating this is going to be a great help to all of us. As I mentioned before, the Griffith Levee rehabilitation design is going well. I've had conversations with Christopher Burke. They still believe that we'll be able to bid it out in late 2021 with construction in 2022. We have some minor tree clearing projects going that are weather dependent. So we've been on and off this week, but hopefully next week when it becomes sunny, we'll be able to go full steam ahead. The Army Corps inspections are planned later this month. We have Griffith, Katie Marsh. In April, we have all of Gary and Griffith. And then we have in May, the remaining, which is Hammond, Highland, and Munster. So for those months, we'll be moving a lot of stuff and doing a lot of inspections. O&M meeting, we met with all the communities or most of the communities this past Wednesday, the Wednesday prior to this, and we've got together for the first time since COVID, which is a year ago, and it was good to meet and discuss and talk about any problems and concerns that we have come across. We've still talked and remained in contact, but this is the first time where we've actually sat across from each other and actually seen each other's faces. So good thing we didn't have to do an icebreaker. So it was good. We all recognized each other. Beyond that, as I said, a lot of these projects are going to start taking off. Projects that the commission has approved for, you know, applications, and then some of our projects as well as this weather finally breaks out of the out of winter. So with that, I could answer any questions about anything specific or that you may have.
All right, back to the commissions. Any conversations or questions for Mr. Repay as it relates to what's going on in the field?
A question, Mr. Chair, for Mr. Repay.
Yes, sir.
Dan, on the Griffith Levee rehab and interior drainage improvement.
Yes.
One of the three invoices reflections were preparing draft geotechnical engineering report for levee rehab. Do we have that?
I don't have a draft yet of the levee rehab yet.
So we probably need a site survey coordination for your dreams.
And by the way, as a part of my report, I will apologize. We wanted to meet in person this month. However, there was an overbooking at our host place. And by the time we found out, it was past the time that we could notice for legally responsible for a meeting. So we went to Zoom, but I promise you by April, we will be able to see each other face to face.
All right. Any other questions from the board to Mr. Repay as far as what's going on? One, two, three, man, moving right along. All right. Next up is other issues, new business.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to move forward with the Hidden Creek Subdivision Regional Stormwater Project Phase 1 in the amount of, I forgot the amount, I'm apologize, $200,000, I believe it was, pending legal review and final execution of interlocal agreement.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Okay, Mr. Repay, this is a watershed application, correct?
That's correct. It's an application by the town of Winfield for improvement of a drainage area between the Merrillville and Winfield. And as it was explained to us during the presentation, this initially was a project that was for a neighborhood that was designed under the Lake County Plan Commission. And Winfield had annexed this. And so they've sort of annexed the problem that they're dealing with. So That's what.
And for the public, let me just add that we had a work study last week with regards to going through all the applications, you know, as well as other projects moving into construction season last week. So just so you know, we beat on these things pretty good for a while and came up with some ideas as it relates to prior to today's public meeting. Any other questions for Mr. Repay or discussions on this motion in a second? Either not, Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Wyszynski. You're on mute.
Because he's blue.
Yes.
Anthony Brodnix.
Yes.
Derek Nimmitt.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Oche.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker. William Baker.
Yes. All right. Good luck with that, folks. Let us know how it goes. Next up.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I would like to make a motion to deny the City of Crown Point watershed application for the wastewater utility improvements -CSO-004 parallel interceptor project.
There's a motion to deny. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second, any discussion? Mr. Repay, this is a Crown Point application, one of many, and just a little bit about what an interceptor is.
So the application was for to pay for the study and design of the interceptor, which is the CSO, which is combined sewer overflow, which to try to paraphrase, they were going to divert stormwater in one direction and divert the sanitary part of it in a different direction, more towards the sanitary lines, to reduce the amount of water going to Beaver Dam Ditch. They requested $320,000 for this study.
And a CSO is combined sanitary or combined sewer?
Combined sewer overflow.
Right. So they're prevalent throughout the region, specifically as you get into the older sections of town. And this is a way to divert some water around that. But we're really challenged with trying to fix some of that infrastructure stuff because there's so much of it throughout the community. But there's a motion to deny in a second. Any other discussion? Gentlemen, one, two. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Wyszynski.
Yes.
Anthony Brodnix.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Oche.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right, moving right along.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to act on the City of Lake Station watershed application for the Viking Village Pump Station project, not to exceed $230,000 pending legal review.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Mr. Repay, brief one on this pump station.
Yeah, Viking Village Pump Station, located south of Liverpool on Deep River, initially was located within the 100-year flood elevation. So for anybody, just generally speaking, it's going to be underwater under most normal, decent rain events. This commission helped pay for the design to move it out of this elevation. It's now, if I understand correctly, above the 500-year elevation. This application was for now the construction of it. They initially asked for $345,000. And so that was the ask, and that's what I have.
Okay. And this is obviously a part of or close to, where's the proximity, Dan, to Rock Riffle?
I would guess a mile, maybe less, but that's an ish.
Ish is good. All right. Any other comments or questions on this motion? Going once, twice. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Wyszynski.
Yes.
Anthony Brodnix.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware. Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker. William Baker.
Yes. All right, congratulations. That's going to be a good thing. Next up, what's up?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the Lake County Parks Watershed application for the GEO Group property acquisition in the city of Hobart, not to exceed $246,000, pending legal review and final execution of an interlocal agreement.
There's the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Bunch of seconds. Mr. Repay.
This is a request that has come from Lake County Parks, has some quite a bit of support from the neighborhood, has a letter of support from the city of Hobart themselves, asking us to participate in this. It's the end use of this will be consistent with other parcels in that area. It is very proximal to our Hobart mitigation site, as well as other like properties. They have gone out of their way to find additional funding sources. I know DNR, private citizens, and organizations are all participating in the match for this purchase.
You know, and a quick comment. I mean, this is a really a community effort. I mean, surrounding this particular parcel is a lot of open space, of which, you know, we're always trying to hold water as well. And this kind of fits into it as far as in standalone, as far as what's going on, and with the amount of participation from other groups, you know, it was well received. It was done well. So any other comments on this? Outstanding. Got a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Wyszlinski. Anthony Brodnix.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right. Congratulations. Next one up.
Mr. Chairman, I move to table action on the Lake County Parks watershed application for the Saros land acquisition at future Lake Hills County Park.
There's a motion to table. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Mr. Repay.
Request by Lake County Parks to develop into a larger park area. There's a few parks in the west side of Lake County. This is what their goal was. I think there needs to be some initial more discussion and for the price. And so
there we are. Any other discussion with regards to this table motion? There's a motion to table. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Wyszlinski. Anthony Brodnix.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right, moving right along quickly too. Next up is the statements to the board from the floor. Mrs. Lambert, would you like to overview the rules and how you'd like to manage this, please?
Yes, if someone would like to speak, if you want to send a chat or raise your hand to let me know. So far, I don't have anyone that I see scrolling through the pages. I don't see anyone that wants to speak.
Going once, going twice, killing me. All right, we'll close that, move right along. We'll move it to the board, have some conversations if you got something to say. Mr. Ochi, nice to see you.
Hey, it's nice to see you, Mr. Chairman. No, I'd like to say a little disappointed we get to meet in person this month, but look forward to seeing everyone next month. And everyone take advantage of their opportunities to get the vaccine for the COVID-19.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Wicklund.
Nothing to add.
Mr. Ware.
I just want to thank those for joining this evening, and everyone be safe for the next month.
Mr. Whitaker.
Yes, good to see everyone out. Enjoying seeing everyone. I certainly want to encourage everyone to continue to stay involved throughout the remainder of the year. And thank you for those of you who were with us last year and have rejoined us in the new year 2021. We got a lot of projects planned as usual, and hopefully we can get some things off the ground. On more of a personal, I do want to just continue to encourage everyone. We're in one big world universe, and we're in a region which is a much small, which is a part of that overall world that we live in, and we have to do our best to actually get along and respect each other as best as we possibly can. It really advances, just humanity. And I just want to continue to encourage everyone to hopefully have that at the forefront of everything that you do, especially us public servants, and that we modify that as best as we possibly can for so many others, whether they are aspiring to be like us, whether we're trying to be members or not, but so we would personify that type of behavior. Advances humanity in a God-loving and God-fearing way. That's all I have to say, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Broadnax.
Yeah, thank you to the municipalities and community members for their vigorous support, whether it's through supplying or submitting watershed applications or, the updating and maintaining the system. Dan works very hard with each municipality in the system to make sure we pass our inspections. That's an important piece that, we don't talk a lot about because it just happens, but we know it's work. So I want to thank the community members and municipality representatives who do that work with us. And I wanted to do a special shout out to Sandy O'Brien today, who wrote us a nice letter right before the meeting, just in time. To support one of the projects that we just supported. And it was very well written, gave a lot of good background information, very clear. So, and we know you've been a big proponent of that project anyway. So not just congratulations, but thank you, Sandy.
Mr. Wyszlinski.
Dad.
Mr. Castellanos.
Just wanted to get on the back of what Anthony Brodnick said. I got a chance to read Sandy's O'Brien's letter before the meeting. I think it's very impressive. And I hope all the other citizens take the opportunity when they have something to say to us that they should, follow the same tune. Also wanted to say about we as a board and the country can take our lead because we represent a total racial background of Northwest Indiana, which is representing this whole country. And one thing about us, even though we have political views and different communities that we live in, but one thing we do that we respect each other and we get along with each other for the good of the community. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Next up, the motion to adjourn. The next meeting is the third Wednesday in April. Hopefully, as everybody alluded to, we're going to be able to meet in person. If not, please check the website. We post all the information. There's a lot of cool stuff out there as far as what's happening within the project. That'll be posted there as well. Folks, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
And is there a second?
Second.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. You know what?
Aye.
Everybody, stay safe.